Welcome to Go Green Radio, brought to you by Clorox Pro, helping facilities cultivate clean and healthy spaces. Whether you're new to sustainability or a professional looking for a deep dive into current green technology, Go Green Radio is the place for you. Now let's get into the show. Welcome to Go Green Radio, everybody. So glad that you could tune in for this important interview that we're doing. Today, we're going to be talking with the founder of the Animal Recovery Mission, ARM. His name is Richard Kudo. He goes by Kudo, so we are very glad to have him. He has uncovered evidence of some very egregious systemic abuse at a couple of dairy suppliers that supply Fairlife, and that is owned by Coca-Cola. And we're going to talk about what he's found, and we're also going to talk about what each and every one of us can do to be part of the movement to stop this kind of cruelty. But first, I want to welcome Kudo to Go Green Radio. Kudo, start us off by telling our listeners how and why you formed the Animal Recovery Mission. We want to know the origin story.
Yeah, sure. Well, first, thank you for having me on the show. I was a real estate developer in South Beach, in Miami Beach, and I wanted to do something a little bit more ethical with my life and with my money. So roughly 15 years ago, I started ARM, Animal Recovery Mission, to basically go undercover with the worst animal abusers globally. And that's what we do now. We are in, you know, a multitude of different countries all over the United States, and we seek out abuse. We don't wait for animals to be abused. We seek it out and highlight it, and hopefully arrests come from our undercover cases.
That is fantastic. You know, recently you uncovered some pretty egregious animal cruelty happening at two Arizona-based dairies that, as I mentioned, supply dairy to Fairlife, a Coca-Cola company. So let's start with one of those dairies. It's called Rainbow Valley. Tell us what you uncovered, and you are free to go into detail, even though it's very sad and very hurtful to those of us who love animals. I want you to tell us about what was happening when you saw this abuse going on at Rainbow Valley Dairy.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think it's important to note that we had no mention of cruelty or abuse coming into our office asking us to go undercover there. So Rainbow Valley Dairy was picked at random. We wanted to go into a supplying Coca-Cola and Fairlife milk dairy in the greater Arizona area. We were hired as a tractor driver, legally hired in that supplying dairy farm. And the abuse really started, we started seeing the abuse in the first 5 minutes of our employment, which actually didn't surprise us coming from the dairy industry and certainly from Coca-Cola and Fairlife milk supplying dairies. There's a long history there which we'll get into. But the abuse over a three-month-long investigation, we're looking at newborn babies being ripped from their mothers. Every dairy cow has to give birth to give milk, right? There's that little baby cannot stay with the mother because that milk is to be bottled and to be sold by Fairlife on the shelves. So, you know, they're putting chains around the newborn babies' necks and legs, dragging them thousands of feet over rough terrain. The babies are screaming for their mothers and vice versa. The workers are stopping. They're breaking in frustration. They're breaking the baby's legs in half. They're literally snapping them in half. The cows in the milking barns, they're being whipped with metal chains, with straps, with metal rods to get into the milking areas because, well, they don't want to give milk. They don't want those suckers put on their udders. And they're calling out for their babies, right? Cows are incredible mothers and very attached to their offspring, as every mother is. So there's that abuse as well. Cows are being buried alive. They're being tortured with heavy machinery front loaders. They're being dragged. They're being whipped. The abuse at Rainbow Valley Dairy is systemic, and it's being done not only by your typical farmhand, but by your top-tier manager. So when we were working at Rainbow Valley, we have on video systemic felony and misdemeanor abuse by every single employee and every single manager. So we're not talking about just one or two bad apples on this farm.
Wow, that's rough to hear. Now, let's talk about Butterfield Dairy Farm. I know that you also uncovered some pretty egregious behavior there. Talk to us about what you saw at Butterfield.
Yeah, sure. So Butterfield, well, both these farms are right outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Butterfield, the newborn babies were being loaded at Rainbow Valley Dairy on a transport, minutes old, and taken away. And we wanted to know where they were going. We followed that truck and we found that they were going to another dairy farm called Butterfield Dairy Farm. Not far, probably about 15, 20 minutes down the road from Rainbow. We went into a barn that had over 5,000 newborn baby calves, all of them screaming for their mothers. I mean, it was incredible. So we launched a separate investigation number two, and we had a separate undercover agent from ARM get hired in that barn as a calf caregiver. And that operative, that CI, confidential informant, basically videoed for 3 months on the ongoings in that property. The calves were being loaded violently into their crates. These are veal crates. These are illegal and violate state law in Arizona. Why do they do that? Well, where are the violations? The crates are so small that they can't extend their limbs when they lie down, and they're getting tangled into the wire fencing on the sides in awkward positions, and they're stuck. Well, the managers and the workers, no one's freeing these newborn babies, so they're dying. It takes days and days for them to die in these strange, awkward positions, as well as starvation and dehydration because they can't eat or drink. The babies are being whipped, they're being beaten, and it's just really neglect. But the real cruelty at Butterfield is how they're being housed. They're being housed in these illegal veal crates for over 5 months. Imagine not being able to move at all. Suffering the separation from your mother, not knowing what's going on, being abused on a daily basis, being shot up with so many different medications in attempts to keep you alive. It is so tragic and sad what's going on there. This is well known throughout the executive levels of Coca-Cola and Fairlife. They know that these crates exist and they don't care, which is in part why we launched that second investigation.
Now, Kudo, when you obtain video footage of cases like this, what happens next? Like, what do you do with the video footage? What's the next step when you have all this footage?
Well, there's two parts. First, reports are drafted. All of the footage goes on to drives and it's automatically sent to law enforcement, to the sheriff's office, to the State Department of Agriculture, to the USDA, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, environmental departments, because we did also harness drastic environmental crimes out of these dairies. We wanted cases to be drafted and looked at by government officials. Basically, for enforcement, right? For arrest, hopefully leading to prosecution. But the most important here is educating the public. People need to know and understand that they're being deceived by companies. They're being deceived by Coca-Cola and Fairlife. They're basically charging a premium, right, for their product, saying how loved their animals are, these dairy cows are, how well kept they are. Well, if it wasn't for an undercover investigation by the Animal Recovery Mission, no one would know. And it's so incredibly important for people to know how to spend their money, what to spend it on, and what not to spend it on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally with you there, Kudo. And you mentioned something about, besides the animal cruelty, you found environmental, transgressions. What kinds of things are you talking about there? I'd love to know more.
Yeah, Rainbow Valley Dairy, our in undercover investigator was trained by management to take the babies that were dead, and there were hundreds, if not thousands of them, and dump them in open ground areas, in fields, on the outskirts of the dairy that basically abut recreational property for the greater public. People ATV and they hunt and camp. And that's where these dead carcasses were being thrown illegally, which is a hazard, right, to the public. Mm-hmm. A lot of disease and infection, different things like that transpire from this type of dumping, as well as we videoed into almost these types of wetlands, dairy liquid runoff, sewage being dumped and pumped into areas where a lot of wildlife were nesting and basically a habitat for wildlife. Mm-hmm. That possibly seeking into river systems flowing straight into the greater Phoenix area, possibly infecting groundwater. That is a real, real danger. And we believe right now that the environmental agencies in both the county that this farm resided in, as well as the state and federal governments, are looking into that and are right now on the ground at that property.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done, Kudo. You mentioned that you turn the footage over to law enforcement. Help us understand, the laws around animal cruelty and what kind of consequences the perpetrators of what you saw might face.
Yeah, well, commonly there's not a lot of laws that protect farm animals for, that we consume or that make products for us. Unfortunately, in the United States, a lot of those animals are overlooked. Although, in this case, in the state of Arizona, we're talking about state charges, which have a bit more teeth than federal charges. And they do have some laws that protect farm animals. So there are felony charges that we're looking at that are hopefully will be being dropped by enforcement in the incoming days, if not weeks. Felony charges, these people could be looking at possible 5 years plus per charge. Mm-hmm. The majority of the felony charges, let's say Rainbow Valley Dairy, are being conducted by the head managers, and multiple felonies per person. So they could be looking at possibly 20 years. What are they really gonna get? What are they really gonna look at? Hopefully we're gonna see arrests and some prosecution. They could get some county jail time. And this is from me, having a handle on these cases and going through the proper procedures over the past 15 years, they may be looking at a couple months jail time, if that, which is not going to be suitable for the torture that we videoed.
No, not at all. Yeah. Wow. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we have so much more to talk with Kudo about. If you want to find more information, you can open a new tab in your web browser. Keep listening to us here for Go Green Radio, but you can find the Animal Recovery Mission's website very easily. You can Google it and it'll come right up. And the footage of what we're talking about is all there. But we've got a lot more to discuss. So don't go away, folks. There's more Go Green Radio right after this.
Follow Voice America at facebook.com/Voice America for juicy updates from your favorite radio shows and podcasts.
Introducing Clorox EcoClean Disinfecting Wipes, the wipe we've all been waiting for. With a citric acid active ingredient and 100% plant-based cloths, these EPA designed for the environment certified wipes kill 99.9% of germs with less plastic waste. It's a clean you can count on for your facility and feel good about for your team. New EcoClean Disinfecting Wipes, protected by Clorox, powered by nature. Learn more at CloroxPro.com.
The Go Green Initiative is a nonprofit that works with K-12 school districts to accomplish two vital goals: to protect children's health from environmental toxins and to conserve natural resources for future generations. We believe no child's health should be harmed at school, so we work to ensure schools have safe, clean drinking water, clean indoor air quality, and food supplies that are free from harmful chemicals. Schools can conserve tremendous amounts of natural resources that their students will need in the future, so we help schools conserve energy and water, as well as reduce waste. These actions also decrease schools' greenhouse gas emissions, which lead to climate change.
Children in environmental justice and low food access communities are the most impacted by environmental challenges. And the Go Green Initiative directs the overwhelming majority of our time and resources to school districts in those communities. To learn more and to support our mission, visit www.gogreeninitiative.org.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck. Jill would love to hear your comments or questions on today's show, so write to us, save some trees, and send us an email to gogreenradio@gmail.com. That's gogreenradio@gmail.com. Now back to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck.
Welcome back to Go Green Radio. Thank you all so much for joining us today. This is an incredibly important show that we're doing. We're talking about one of the biggest companies in America and their supply chain. We're talking about a Coca-Cola-owned dairy company, Fairlife, and egregious, almost unfathomable animal cruelty and abuse, criminal abuse, happening in their supply chain. Now, our guest is the founder of the Animal Recovery Mission, Kudo. And Kudo, this is not the first time. What you talked about in the last segment is not the first time that you've uncovered animal abuse within the Fairlife supply chain. Talk to us specifically about what you uncovered in 2019 at Fair Oaks Farms.
Yeah, that's why this past investigation was so disturbing. So in 2018, I wanted to see what was going on behind Fairlife in a large amusement park, almost like setting where they're educating people on the dairy industry called Fair Oaks Farms. And Fair Oaks Farms is a large property seated in Indiana, not far from Chicago, not far from Indianapolis, where people go and they basically go into an active dairy farm and see how dairy farms work that are harvesting milk for the Fairlife and Coca-Cola corporations. We went undercover there. We actually launched four undercover investigators and then went into four individual properties, all producing products, milk for Fairlife and for Coca-Cola. And this was supposed to be the most humane milk label on earth. And that's how they were marketing their product. And by the way, our cows are so incredibly cared for, says Coca-Cola and Fairlife. We're going to charge you an extra $1.50 per gallon of milk because it costs us so much money to care for our animals. Well, that's not what we found when we started to work at these dairies. The babies, the amount of baby abuse, and we're talking newborn calves that were ripped from their mothers right at birth, the second that they were born at every location, being beaten and thrown into transports, having their legs broken in half, beaten with rebar in straps, the mother milking cows being beaten and whipped and killed, as well as the babies, no vet care at all. The violations were over and over. And then following animal transports, one of our undercover investigators, who was a retired deputy detective in the state of Florida, was one of the operatives we hired, and he followed the transport to veal companies. So they were, Coca-Cola was sending all of their male calves, newborns, to veal, being thrown into these small little veal crates, unventilated buildings. These babies were beaten. They were dying in their crates from lack of food. They were beaten. I mean, it was just incredible. And a lot, you know, when we went public with this in 2019, globally, we're talking about massive global outrage.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And when you, unveiled this evidence, what measures did Fairlife say that they were going to be taking? What were they supposed to be doing after that incident?
Yeah, very quickly, the owners and Coca-Cola started putting measures into place, new camera systems wherever there were interaction with animals and workers, unannounced audits, new veterinarians and monitors for those veterinarians, basically animal welfare experts being hired at every single supply chain location, advisory commission boards created. Coca-Cola and Fairlife, at least they say, invested over $45 million into revamping their animal care policies, in part because it was court ordered. So stemming from the 2000 investigation, they were hit with monstrous class action lawsuits where they had to pay out over $21 million to consumers of Fairlife for deceptive marketing, right? For lying on how their calves and milking cows were being treated. And in that court order were these stipulations that they legally, court order legally, had to follow. Whether they were doing that at the time, we weren't sure. And that's when we kind of set back and let things roll, see where they went.
Well, and then you and your team went back in 2023, just 4 years later. What did you find when you went back in 2023?
We actually went back. I wanted to see if the locations where we were undercover in 2019 were adhering to the new policies, number one, and if anything had changed for the animals in those exact two locations that we went undercover in 2019. When we went undercover in 2023, we were hired, and believe it or not, the abuse had gotten worse.
Oh my gosh, tell us
more. The animals had gotten worse yet, although many of the policies were put into place. There were camera systems and the audit companies and everything else. Although it seemed as though no one cared that these policies were put into place just to appease the public. In 2019, many of the retailers, grocery stores, ripped Fairlife from the shelves. Everyone was banning Fairlife. So they put this in place, these new policies, to get their product back on shelves. Whether they cared for the animals or not, we weren't certain until we went undercover in 2023. And then we knew that Coca-Cola and Fairlife could care less about the lives producing their product. They care about profit and loss. Right. But we need to make sure in 2023 that the milk was being transported to Fairlife from those farms. Mm-hmm. And we went public in Chicago with our press release in 2023. Coca-Cola and Fairlife lied. And they said that they weren't taking product from those farms. And little did they know that I personally followed the trucks that I didn't go public with at the time from the dairy farm to the bottling plant in Michigan. And when we finally went public with that, that's when they came clean and said, actually, you know what, we did take product from those farms. But they lied. And, you know, not only did they lie, but they put it in writing. They threatened to sue me and my organization. In writing, we were served papers by the corporate attorneys. They will do anything and everything to suppress what's going on behind closed doors. They do not want the public to find out how these animals are being treated. And that is egregious and should be a concern to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I want to, because I'm just curious about, your process. I'd love for you to tell us more about making these undercover videos. Like, how do you get them? How long does it take to get the footage you need? Talk to us about the acquiring and the production of these videos.
Yeah, well, once we launch an investigation and our investigator is hired, which isn't an easy process, by the way, we have to go into a new area, get state IDs. We have to look like locals. We have to get local addresses. It's a procedure, and it's very expensive to do. Once we're hired, our investigators wear covert cameras. We make sure that we're not violating any laws because, of course, we're creating a case for prosecutors. There's almost no difference between an armed investigator and a detective with a police department. The only difference is detectives with police departments have arrestable powers and armed doesn't. That's the only difference. Anyone can investigate, Okay. We collect as much footage as we can on in a 3-month period. That's basically our timeline for a dairy. And that's the timeline for us because it takes time to get into every different little department of a dairy, talking about where the babies are born, where the mothers are housed, the milking parlor. There's a lot of different divisions of a dairy, and dairies are very compartmentalized. It's very similar to our U.S. military, where if you work in one little area, you stay in that area. You're not actually allowed in different parts of that dairy. So it's our job to make sure prior to stopping a case that we go into every location, every division of that dairy to see what is going on, see what the daily operations are and how they're handling those cows. That's very important for us. And then, you know, when we feel as though we have enough footage and we've gotten into the right areas, that's when we pull the investigator and stop the case. And that's when our real work starts behind closed doors, is editing these videos, seeing what's actually happening. And that takes months to do. It can be a difficult, timely process, but we try to do it as quickly as we can to get this video into law enforcement's hands and to consumers to make a better choice on their buying habits.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, how we can all take action. Now, how do you determine what farms to investigate? Like, what's your process?
Well, if it's Fairlife, as long as we know that it's, let's say, a Fairlife supplying dairy, we don't care. So we'll go in and at random apply to different dairy locations. We don't get any leads of abuse of any one location, mistreating animals. So once we're hired, and we don't care what dairy we're hired at, we go in and we sit back and see what's happening. And I got to tell you, we know that if it's a dairy farm, dairies are very, very hard on their animals. Mm-hmm. So when we were younger, we were marketed to that dairy, you know, your milking mother and the baby with the red barn in the background, you know, grazing in a green pasture. That's not the case.
Yeah.
Dairy cows are so systematically abused, and they're really legal concentration camps is what they are. And it's long-term abuse, which is the problem for us. How long purposely kept alive and abused for? They're very, very sad places, and they're very deceptive to the public.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that we have this chance to talk with you, Kudo, and to get the information we need as consumers to make the very best choices with where we apply our funds. We've got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we have more to talk about with Kudo and the Animal Recovery Mission. So don't go away, folks. There's more Go Green Radio right after this.
On X. Follow us at Voice America TRN.
New Clorox EcoClean disinfecting wipes are the wipe we've all been waiting for. With a plant-based active ingredient, these wipes clean through messes and kill 99% of germs without bleach, ammonia, or alcohol, and without harsh chemical odors. No gloves or goggles needed. It's a clean you can count on for your facility and feel good about for your team. New EcoClean disinfecting wipes. Protected by Clorox. Powered by nature. Learn more at CloroxPro.com.
The Go Green Initiative is a nonprofit that works with K-12 school districts to accomplish two vital goals: to protect children's health from environmental toxins and to conserve natural resources for future generations. We believe no child's health should be harmed at school, so we work to ensure schools have safe, clean drinking water, clean indoor air quality, and food supplies that are free from harmful chemicals. Schools can conserve tremendous amounts of natural resources that their students will need in the future. So we help schools conserve energy and water, as well as reduce waste. These actions also decrease schools' greenhouse gas emissions, which lead to climate change. Children in environmental justice and low food access communities are the most impacted by environmental challenges, and the Go Green Initiative directs the overwhelming majority of our time and resources to school districts in those communities. To learn more and to support our mission, visit www.gogreeninitiative.org.
stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck. Jill would love to hear your comments or questions on today's show, so write to us, save some trees, and send us an email to gogreenradio@gmail.com. That's gogreenradio@gmail.com. Now back to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck.
Welcome back to Go Green Radio, everybody. I am so glad that you could join us today because what we're covering today is vital. It's just vital that we all know this and that we take action based on what we learn from Kudo, who is the founder of the Animal Recovery Mission. We're talking about some really unbelievable, unfathomable abuse of dairy animals, cows and their offspring, in order to bring milk to Fairlife, the company that's selling their milk, owned by Coca-Cola. The undercover video footage is on the Animal Recovery Mission website, so check that out. Kudo, would you consider, and we kind of touched on this in the last minute of the last segment, but I want to give you more time to talk about it. Would you consider animal abuse at dairy farms to be isolated to a few farms that are not well managed? Or is this a bigger problem? Are these practices that you saw industry-wide in big dairy?
With my experience, and we're the foremost undercover investigators globally on dairies and the dairy industry, is this isn't isolated. It's not isolated just to Fairlife and Coca-Cola. We've investigated a slew of dairy farms throughout the United States. And I can say that every single dairy has systemically abused on a minute-to-minute basis the dairy cows producing milk for the greater public. And I cringed years ago at saying that it wasn't isolated because I wanted it to be, because I was a big milk drinker. Yeah. I was a big eater, and I wanted to ensure myself that the products that I was putting in my body weren't surrounded by systemic cruelty. And guess what? They were. Mm-hmm. And we've been into over 100 different dairies run by 100 different companies, as well as other animal defense organizations going undercover in the United States and globally. And these locations are picked at random. And every single dairy that's been investigated is 100% systemic cruelty. And that's when I had to make the brutal and hard choice of kicking dairy out of my diet. I had to do it, and I loved it. And for the animals, it's what I did. And it's something that everybody can do. Everyone can make a better choice.
That's right. That's right. Something that, you can feel good about and feel, some ease in your conscience about. Sure. You're right. And we're going to talk about some of those choices in just a little bit. Now, besides dairy farms, is there animal abuse at other types of farms that we should know about? What's the broader scope of this issue?
Yeah, I mean, ARM leads the charge undercover in investigating things that either no one else will, or undercover investigations that aren't being done properly. And there are a few organizations that go undercover in where our food is coming from, right? Our eggs, our meat, that sort of thing. And the abuse coming out of legal animal agriculture in the United States, it's where roughly 98% of the abuse of animal abuse takes place. And there are actually laws that are put in place by the federal government, by senators and congressmen who are paid off by these companies producing products for us, that are making it illegal to take even a video, even a little girl videoing a cow in a dairy in certain states is illegal, and hold misdemeanor charges, criminal charges of doing so. That's the lengths that people and government are going into to create that barrier to the public so that they don't see and aren't educated on the abuse in animal agriculture, basically where their meat, where their animal products are coming from and how they're being produced.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I want to get your full thoughts on this. But do we need more animal cruelty laws? I mean, or do we need better enforcement of existing laws? You know, from a public policy standpoint, what do we need?
Yeah. First and foremost is our laws, our animal cruelty laws, the ones that are on the books need to be enforced. So we have a drastic issue with enforcement here, from law enforcement, from Department of Agriculture's, from the USDA. People need to understand that the USDA, the Department of Agriculture's, these organizations, you know, governmental organizations, aren't looking at for animal abuse. They're more looking at how, you know, is the meat or is the dairy upholding certain standard health standards for the greater public. No one is looking at animals being abused within animal agriculture. And let me repeat that, no one. So unless you have an organization like the Animal Recovery Mission going undercover, you're not gonna see this. Now, we just launched an undercover investigation into dairy farms in Arizona, both supplying Fairlife to Coca-Cola. That was the first undercover dairy investigation in history of the state of Arizona.
Wow.
Prior to this case being released last week, days ago, there had been no even talks about dairy cows being abused in the state. Why? Because no one cared.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
It is. Yeah. That's heartbreaking. Well, let's talk about who should be fixing this and who should be responsible for doing better. What can companies like Coca-Cola, what can companies like Fairlife and others do to clean up the bad behavior within their supply chain?
Yeah, good question. Here's the thing. Coca-Cola and Fairlife have already put all the needed policies in place to adhere to making a better life for cows in their dairies, and they have failed. There is nothing else that they can do other than shut down. Dairies are so cruel. Just pulling a newborn baby from a dairy cow. Dairy cows in general are more more connected to their offspring, their babies, than people are. Hmm. So when that baby is ripped from them, that right there is systemic cruelty. And that has to happen in a dairy, right? Because that milk has to be bottled. It's not for the baby, it's for people. So dairies, the dairy industry no longer has to exist. If you want to put something ethical into your body, it just can't be milk. It can't be a dairy product. There are so many products out there that are plant-based and that are healthier for your human body, better for the environment, and there's no animal cruelty, right? That's mm-hmm. where people have to look. They can't look to another label. And let me tell you, I am not an extremist. If there was another label out there producing dairy that I knew was humane, then I would say run to it. There is an expert and a specialist, I can tell you that there is not. There mm-hmm. isn't. Even your organic labels, we went undercover in your organic labels 5 years ago, and the organic label, the organic dairy farm, were worse abusers than your traditional regular dairy farm.
Wow.
It was shocking to me, but that is the reality of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Yeah. Now, there are a lot of animal advocates who listen to Go Green Radio, and they're brave and they're principled people, but they may have a hard time bringing themselves to watch your videos. Mm. And so I want you to spend some time talking to those listeners. What advice do you have for people who really do want to know the truth, but are scared to watch?
Yeah, I mean, listen to this podcast. Listen to what I'm saying. The descriptions of what happens, not only in a Fairlife dairy, but all dairies. People need to understand the brutality of a dairy environment that they are very, very similar to, even worse than a concentration camp. It is what they are. And I am not being dramatic. I am not a dramatic person. I am really your average Joe out there. And people just need to be educated and just make the choice that's the right one. And the right one really is steering away from dairy products into plant-based products. It's how people can help. Because a lot of people right now are asking, how can I help? That's how they can help. The only reason why the dairy industry exists and Fairlife and Coca-Cola exist is because people are buying the products. People are supporting it with their dollars.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Power of the purse. You know, you mentioned something really interesting to me during the break about, you know, a celebrity we all know who's been involved with the animal recovery mission. And, you know, I'm sure that many of our listeners are wondering, how are these operations and these missions financed? And I'd love to give you a chance to talk about who was behind some of this.
Yeah. I personally opened my wallet to a lot of these cases over the past 15 years. Couldn't do that forever. We are a charity, a 501c3. So a lot of our funding comes from foundations, comes from the person donating that $10, that $20. And those dollars really add up to funding a type of investigation like Operation Fairlife Arizona. Some of the larger foundations we're looking at, Bob Barker has always been a contributor for many, many years to the Animal Recovery Mission. And he has, even in his death, you know, he died, a few years ago, is still financing cases for us, along with, in The Price is Right TV show, they had such love for animals, along with other, small and large foundations, people wanting to better this planet. It's important.
It is important. And I think a lot of people, maybe some of our younger listeners need to Google who Bob Barker is. He was the host of The Price is Right forever. And a lot of people knew that his charities of choice all centered around animal welfare. And to have his involvement speaks volumes, I think. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we have much more with Kudo and the Animal Recovery Mission. So don't go away, folks. There's more Go Green Radio right after this.
Voice America is on LinkedIn. Connect with us today.
The Go Green Initiative is a nonprofit that works with K-12 school districts to accomplish two vital goals: to protect children's health from environmental toxins and to conserve natural resources for future generations. We believe no child's health should be harmed at school, so we work to ensure schools have safe, clean drinking water, clean indoor air quality, and food supplies that are free from harmful chemicals. Schools can conserve tremendous amounts of natural resources that their students will need in the future. So we help schools conserve energy and water, as well as reduce waste. These actions also decrease schools' greenhouse gas emissions, which lead to climate change. Children in environmental justice and low food access communities are the most impacted by environmental challenges, and the Go Green Initiative directs the overwhelming majority of our time and resources to school districts in those communities. To learn more and to support our mission, visit www.gogreeninitiative.org.
Introducing Clorox EcoClean Disinfecting Wipes, the wipe we've all been waiting for. With a citric acid active ingredient and 100% plant-based cloths, these EPA designed for the environment certified wipes kill 99.9% of germs with less plastic waste. It's a clean you can count on for your facility and feel good about for your team. New EcoClean Disinfecting Wipes. Protected by Clorox, powered by nature. Learn more at CloroxPro.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck. Jill would love to hear your comments or questions on today's show, so write to us, save some trees, and send us an email to gogreenradio@gmail.com. That's gogreenradio@gmail.com. Now back to Go Green Radio with your host, Jill Buck.
Welcome back to Go Green Radio, everybody. So glad that you could tune in. Our guest today is Richard Kudo, also known as Kudo, who is the founder of the Animal Recovery Mission. We've been talking about some really important things today. And I just want to know, and I want to give you a chance to expand on this, Kudo. You know, your organization, the Animal Recovery Mission, is doing such important work. What is your vision for the organization over the next few years? What do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, our vision, you know, we're undercover in a lot of illegal operations, animal fighting and illegal slaughterhouses and that sort of thing. But we really want to focus a little bit more on large scale animal agriculture, because that's where most of the animal abuse is happening. And people just need to be educated a little bit more than what they are on where their food is coming from. I was never educated as a young kid. I didn't know where and how my steak was being, you know, raised, and how my milk was being raised and produced, and my eggs and all of that. So that's where we're going to start focusing a bit more on. And those investigations are much, much more money and much more complicated. But investing in that and raising the funds for that is the most important, I think.
Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to our listeners about, you know, the top maybe three or four things that they can do this week, right now, to get involved in this fight and do their part to end animal cruelty. And feel free to talk to us about your own journey in answering this question, too.
Yeah. I think number one is changing your diet. Everyone can, you know, everyone has the power to know and understand what they're buying and what they're putting in their mouth. And there's so much brutality wrapped around animal agriculture that that's how they can help these animals the most. And it doesn't have to be a quick process. It took me years and years to go plant-based. The first thing that I X'd out of my diet was dairy, because it was the easiest to do. There are so many products that actually taste better than dairy products made with, you know, nuts and oats and grains and that sort of thing. The next is go onto social media. Social media is where change is made. Make videos, put them on YouTube about how brutal Fairlife and Coca-Cola are in the dairy industry to their animals. Blog about it. Talk about it on Facebook. Post pictures. It is so incredibly important, the internet these days, on getting the word out, specifically on the brutality of Fairlife and on Coca-Cola. And, you know, taking to the streets. People can literally protest. Kids can get together. They can, if they live in, let's say, Chicago, that's the hub and the headquarters of Fairlife. You can go straight in front of that building and protest. Protesting does so much good. It is really where all the changes have been made in the United States, you know, whether it's race related or gender related or environmental. Throughout the decades, it's the people that create change, not government. So make your voices heard. Make sure you're heard.
I love that. Thank you for that. You know, we have a lot of young adults who listen to Go Green Radio. They want to be involved in a career that helps them be part of creating a more just and sustainable world. And it's confusing. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to study. They don't know how to either get or create a job like you have. What career advice would you give to those young people who are listening today?
Yeah, well, I was a business major in college. And even though I've gotten out of business and just like many people wanted to do better instead of just making money, a lot of what I was taught in college and in school business-wise, I've used in the nonprofit charity world. You know, whether it be management and structure, and that also has let me learn and have a better onsight of the companies that are violating laws, animal cruelty laws, like Coca-Cola and Fairlife. I know how these businesses are run because I'm a business person. I know the deceptive marketing and the PR companies that they use and the statements that they give out to the greater public, basically being in damage control mode. I know what damage control mode is because of my business background. But really, it's getting involved in the nonprofit world, which again, is the leader in changing the world for the better, not government. Okay. It's the charities of the world that create the difference. So you know what? If you're in college or in high school, go to a charity and see if you can get an internship, which will probably lead to a job when you graduate. That's how you can really start changing things and start changing the world. And look, in this day and age, the world needs it.
Yeah, you're so right, Kudo. And you know, you said something so interesting there, that it's really the charities, the nonprofits that are creating change even more so than government. Expand on that a little bit. Why is that? And how do you see that in your own work and in some of the projects you've been involved in? Talk to us a little bit more about that role of nonprofit versus government enforcement or government regulation.
Sure. Well, I think we all know, many of us know, that big business in the United States rule and own government. They own politicians. They have them in their back pockets. They pay off politicians. They pay for their campaigns, which they should never be allowed to do, by the way. But just like Coca-Cola right now, they're trying to suppress this investigation going public within the United States. And they're actually doing a good job with help from government. But it's government that are in charge of making arrests and prosecution and curbing, in this case, animal cruelty. But you also need to understand, when they do that, they're suppressing a industry. The dairy industry is a very profitable industry in the United States. It's a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar industry, and has been for decades. So politicians don't want that, because they want to be the politician that is creating the jobs, that is creating the industries. And this is an industry. It has money wrapped all over it. So it's the charities that aren't paid off by government officials. They're not paid off by companies, at least most of them. They are there for a specific reason, to create change and do the right thing. And that's where your younger viewer, the younger American, can really lead the charge and make not just a difference in this world and in the United States, but with their own life. Life is going to go by in a second. And doing the best that you can when you're 80 years old, it's not going to be dollars or cents that you're going to wish that you made more of. It's going to be doing better and living a better ethical life. So do it now. Start when you're younger.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing advice. And I hope that our listeners will rewind and listen to that again, because that was very well said, Kudo. We have about a minute left in the show, and so I want to give you a chance to share any parting thoughts that you may have with our listeners.
Yeah, I just hope that everyone takes this investigation actually to heart. If you can bear to see the footage, no one understands how brutal these animals are being treated, not just at Fairlife and Coca-Cola. And if that's in your refrigerator, dump it out and never buy it again. But the dairy industry as a whole. And this, you know, this week, for the first time possibly, open your eyes a little bit wider at the grocery store and look at those plant-based milks and creams, those yogurts made with plant-based products and mayonnaises, whatever it may be, and try it. You're going to like it. It's going to taste better for you, and you're not going to have this on your conscience anymore that you're actually helping to pay for brutality out there. It made me feel better the first week that I did it, and I'm glad that I did.
Thank you so much, Kudo. Thank you for joining us, and thank you to our listeners for joining us as well. We'll be here same time, same place next week with more Go Green Radio. And until then, have a wonderful week and do something in your life to go green. Did you get some terrific ideas from today's show? Please join us again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. It's Go Green Radio on Voice America. Go Green Radio is proudly sponsored by Clorox Pro, a leader in the cleaning industry for over a century. Visit CloroxPro.com for more information. We'll see you here next week.